Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, August 18th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we continue our series of discussions on what I have called the War of Civilizations. By that, I mean the war ongoing, I would argue, between jihadist Islam and the West, and soon to be the rest of the non-jihadist world, two civilizations at war with each other across the Middle East, and especially the Levant portion of the Middle East, consisting of Iran, Iraq, Syria, and portions of the Mediterranean coast. Jihadist propaganda is concentrated on the subject of erasing national boundaries set by colonial powers in 1916 as the world shifted from its centuries-old foundations during and after World War I. I have discussed this concept many times, I know, but it bears repeating because it is becoming more and more of an issue among Muslims across the Middle East. Thus, a century of history, highlighted by the two most destructive wars in human history, is being erased, and we in the West find ourselves facing a Middle Ages type of mindset in the modern world with modern technology and modern weapons. War, chaos, and disorder are bound to follow such a conflict, since the Stone Age and the Computer Age don't mix so easily. The Islamic State is a whole new set of problems. It has fighters gathered from around the world, lots of money, some given to it, some stolen. It has training as a modern army, lots of modern American weapons and organization leaders. It has yet to taste defeat on the battlefield, that is, defeat of any significance. What does this mean for the Middle East, a region-wide war, I predict? The probability grows by the day as the vacuum left by the American sideline position and the weakness of America's current leadership, which is neither liked, respected, or feared across the Middle East, that will be filled by something. What does this mean for us here in the West? Well, there was an interview done by Bill O'Reilly on his show, The O'Reilly Factor, with comedian Dennis Miller a few weeks ago. I think it was done a couple of weeks ago. Dennis Miller, in which Miller expressed his thoughts on this war of civilizations. Miller said it was a mistake to call the 2003 Iraq invasion a mistake, because ultimately Saddam Hussein would have caused more trouble for the United States, but all of that is building up to an ultimate showdown, according to Miller, between Western civilization and the elements of radical Islam, which are being blamed for the turmoil in the Middle East. Now, quoting Mr. Miller, quote, "Listen, I think this stuff is all a pebble that rolls down the hill," Miller said. "I do know this. I think there is going to be a big war in this world between Western civilization and radical Islam. Do I have to be Nostradamus? No, but do I think those guys are going to chill out? No, I think they are animals. I think one tumbling block, the next domino. You look at Benghazi, and all I know is Benghazi yielded the fact that we now have 275 troops over there guarding the embassy in Baghdad because we learned a lesson there. I don't know what is coming down the road. I do know the one constant in the equation is radical Islam is nuts, and it would be General Grant's admonition to Sherman, meet them wherever you can and kill them as quickly as possible to get this over with." Well, those are the words of Dennis Miller. I don't agree with everything he said, but his general premise is correct, and that is that this is a serious war of civilizations, and we had better recognize that. Jihadist sentiment has been ignited, either naturally or on purpose. Mr. Miller thinks as I do, and that is, at this point, it doesn't matter which. But on the side of Western civilization, those of us here in America don't seem to be very optimistic about our future, about this situation, or in any other. A recent poll done by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News, released earlier this month, asked a cross-section of Americans a question, quote, "Will life for our children, Will life for our children's generation be better than it has been for us? Only 21% of those polled said yes. Only 21% believe life will be better for their children, the lowest ever recorded so far. So as we face the future, we do so with a disheartened and a pessimistic people. And why shouldn't we be disheartened and pessimistic with the leadership we have playing golf on Martha's Vineyard while the nation is facing this threat to its very existence, its civilization, and many other threats? This threat is serious. You don't have to take my word for it, folks. Just read the UN's report where it condemns the Islamic State for its wholesale rape of little boys and little girls. What kind of sick, demented religion is this? But that is what we face. That is the civilization that we struggle against. The UN, meanwhile, does notice this issue and reports it. But it does nothing but report, a completely useless organization indeed. But the president has time for golf. I read where he has played more rounds this year than Tiger Woods. Finally, folks, these problems can be solved. This war can be won, but it will take leadership that loves this country, that loves the nation and the native soil of America, that has it in its very blood. We don't have such leadership, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.